Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. So today I'm going to share with you the It Factor Part 4 as we move along in this series trying to help you prepare for your fantasy football draft. On the last podcast, I reviewed an actual full PPR 12-team league draft that took place on Thursday night and shared some of the interesting picks that I found along the way and some of the not-so-interesting picks that I found along the way. But today, I wanted to share something I read with you, and I'm going to give full credit. This is not information that I researched or anything, but I follow a guy on Twitter, and his name is Alex Caruso, and he really puts out some interesting information, and I highly recommend that if you're on Twitter, you follow him. He comes up with some pretty unique information, and so I'm giving him full credit. I am not telling you that I came up with this and researched this. I did not, but I think this is very interesting if you're preparing for a draft, and I think it could be an it factor when you're considering who you're drafting and where you're drafting. The last 9 players to be RB1 were all 25 years old or younger. The last 9 players. Of the last 6 players to be RB1 overall, they were all drafted inside the top 12 at their position. Top 12. 0 players have been RB1 back-to-back since 2007. 0. So in 2022, he listed 4 players that are possible. One is somebody I've talked very highly about, Najee Harris. He was RB4 as a rookie. He had 350-plus touches, which finished in the top 5, which is remarkable for a rookie, okay? DeAndre Swift is on that list. He's number 2. He was 4th in fantasy points per touch all time as a rookie, and there were 3 of those who finished RB1. 3 other players that did exactly what he did. Then Barkley's on the list, and I'm sorry, he's not on my list. I have nothing I'm going to say about Barkley. I think he mentioned something about the number 4 ranked offensive line. I don't know how. That line looks terrible in preseason, but maybe it's true. Maybe it's true, Alex, but I'm not buying anything to do with Barkley as being the RB1 this year. And then Javonte Williams, who broke tackles at the highest rate since 2006 as a rookie, is the other one. I definitely think Williams, Swift, and Harris have a great opportunity to be RB1. And if you have an if you have the opportunity in your draft to snag 2 of those guys, 2 of them, you could be in a really good position to win your championship for your fantasy football team. That is an it factor that I think you need to consider. Again, Alex Caruso, he spells that C-A-R-U-S-O. I follow him on Twitter. I found it to be great information, and I thought, you know what? That's got to be shared. That's good stuff right there. That's good stuff. And thanks to him for sharing that, because as we prepare for our drafts, we are looking for those types of situations that might give us an opportunity to move up. Speaking of an opportunity to move up, I have homework for you. I know, kids are getting ready to go to school. They have homework. Here's a little homework exercise for yourself. If you've done your draft, take your team and take your starters and take their average points per game for last year and see where you finish. I'm really curious because I go back and I look at the teams that I played with in both leagues. I only play on 2, and I've explained the reason why is because I hate it when I'm playing a guy that I have to have score points in one league and he's killing me in another league for doing it. You know, it drives me crazy. So I don't do that. But here's an exercise. Take your players and take those starters. So I did that on a draft that I put together the 12-team PPR league the other night. Now, my draft, and I'll just kind of give you my starter. My starter is Justin Jefferson, Herbert at quarterback, Aaron Jones at running back, Amon St. Brown, Deontay Johnson, and then I have a few others that I can substitute in. David Montgomery, Chris Godwin, Gabe Davis, Cordarrelle Patterson. My starting tight end is Cameron Brate. My kicker is Blankenship, and my defense is Denver. Okay, so here's what I did. I said, all right, I am very weak in this draft at tight end. I think I picked him in like the 13th and 14th round, but I got Tanyan, who's kind of questionable, and I took Cameron Brate. I took the shot at Cameron Brate because Rob Gronkowski averaged 14.3 fantasy points per game last year. So let's just say he probably will come in under that mark, but I use that as my mark for him. Probably a little unrealistic, maybe a little unrealistic, but I wanted to see where that would lead me. So this just is a guidance, right? So Justin Jefferson averaged 19.5 points. Herbert, 27.8. Aaron Jones, 15.3. So in my top three players at wide receiver, quarterback, and running back, they average 77 fantasy points in a full PPR league. If you throw the 14.3 on there for Cameron Brate, you're at 91.3%, or 91.3 points. Okay, even if I take regression of 25 to 30% from Brate, I'm still in pretty good shape with my first four starters. Then at the number four spot, I have Amon-Ra St. Brown as a starter, Deontay Johnson as a starter. St. Brown averaged 13.4 points. Deontay Johnson averaged 17.3 fantasy points. 17.3. So now, at this point, with my top five players, I'm at 114.3. That is even without me projecting Cameron Brate into that equation. Okay? And then with my kicker and my defense, I'm coming in at 141.2 fantasy points for this team. 141.2. If I substitute in Chris Godwin and say he is my last starter in that group who averaged 17.5 points, I'm at 158.9. I've got Patterson at 14.7, which would reduce it by a couple points. And then Gabe Davis, we're not really sure what he's going to do, another fine starter. And David Montgomery with 15.2 points. I am really happy. That 158.9 mark excites me because, again, even if you go with a 20% or 25% regression, you're still looking at around that 125 to 130 range. And in my league, that gets you some victories. That will get you some wins. Now, I also took a mock draft. So I did a mock draft of a 10-team PPR league with me picking eighth, because that's where I'm picking in my League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And trust me, there are some really extraordinary guys on this league, but we have a blast. But here we go. So I ended up with Patrick Mahomes as my starting quarterback, 26.6 fantasy points. And then I also picked up DeAndre Swift with my first pick. No, I picked Davante Adams with my first pick. Swift was my second, so he fell to me. But Swift is my starting RB1 with 16.1. And then I was able to snag Leonard Fournette as my RB2, 18.3 points last year. Davante Adams, who put up 21.5. Then I also drafted Michael Pittman Jr. with 14 points. Zach Ertz is my tight end at 10.6. Amon St. Brown, yes, I got him even, at 13.4 as a starter. I got the Bills defense with 6.9, and I have Tucker at 9.2. Now, on my bench, my top scoring guy on my bench is Hunter Renfro with 15.3. So I could substitute him for Pittman. I could substitute him for St. Brown. But nonetheless, this team comes out, same amount of starters as the last team, 136.6. 136.6 fantasy points per game. So, you know, that again puts you in that spot where you can compete really well with your fantasy team. So this is just something I came up with today. It hit me in my brain and it was like, oh my gosh, I got to do this. I'm just curious, because one thing is, I went into the sleeper app and I love the sleeper app, but you know, go in and look at your who you're starting and then versus who you're playing. Where they come up with some of these things, I don't know. There's not a single player on my starting team that they have scoring what his average was last year. And I just find that hard to believe on either one of these teams. You telling me that Michael Pittman can't score 14 points the first week, or Zach Ertz isn't going to score 10 points? I don't. Maybe they won't. But I'm just saying, every guy on your team is not going to hit at least their projection on their one. You know, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, they're not going to score. One of those two guys is not going to score over 26.6 fantasy points. I don't buy it. So I want you to do that for homework. Then I want you to send me a message at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com. Or if you're listening to me on the podcast on, say, Anchor, you can click on there and hit the message button and actually record a message for me. And that comes right to me. And I'll be glad to answer your question or even chat with you about it. But I am real excited about this format and coming up with a way to look at it. It just gives you a little more ways to get excited about the team you drafted. And I'm curious where you ended up. So that's it. Remember, it's only fair to share, right? And bye.